like so many things in photography, there's always a little bit of a backstory, and this little project of the Hastings Building has a very interesting backstory, I think, anyway. Hopefully, even with a little bit of a photographic lesson involved. My friend Joe Lipka and I had been spending the week over in the Port Townsend area photographing in Fort Worden. That's where I've done a lot of abstracts, and this happened to be our third visit over there. So we ended a couple of days earlier than we thought, having wrapped up just about everything we think we needed to do there. And we decided to head out towards the Olympic Peninsula just to see what there might be to photograph out there in the landscape. But before we headed out to the peninsula, we decided to go back to the bookstore we'd been to earlier in the week. Joe had decided that there was a book there he had seen that he had not purchased that he wanted to purchase, so I pulled up in front of the bookstore, parked the car, and decided just to wait while Joe went into the bookstore to pick up his book. While I was waiting, I got to looking at this building across the street. It turned out it was the Hastings Building. I didn't know that at the time. But looking up on the second and third floor, I could see in the windows a bit and tell that it was completely abandoned. I could see broken chairs and disheveled furniture and all kinds of things that led me to believe that it could be a very interesting bit of architecture with fun little bits of stuff in it. Obviously unoccupied. Obviously it had seen better times. And when Joe came back, I said, you know, that building up there looks really interesting. We walked across the street to the first floor tenant and asked who owned the building. She gave us the phone number. We called, but there was no answer, so we left a message saying we were photographers and we were interested in the building and etc., and then headed off to the Olympic Peninsula. Well, after we were about 60 or 70 miles out on the peninsula, we got a phone call. It was the owner of the building, and she said she'd be delighted to allow us access because she could use some photographs for a project they had coming up. We agreed and jumped back in the car and went back to the Hastings Building. She let us in, gave us the keys, told us to help ourselves, and call her when we were done. 3 days later, we had photographed in every room in the building and found it an absolutely fascinating combination of abandonment, architecture, details, wonderful light, pigeon carcasses, and all kinds of interesting things on the inside of the building that we could never see from the outside. Two floors, a huge atrium, and more ghosts than I could possibly imagine, at least in the stories I imagined the building could tell us, if it only had the ability to do so.